Hey, everybody. Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. So Bob Gray is now in damage control mode. He wants Johnny Nixon to change the name of his perverted book. And somehow that's going to make this any less wicked, apparently. Actually, what he's trying to do is just trying to hide the truth. So he wants him to use deception by changing the name of the book, because the book is called Born That Way After All. But the problem is, if Johnny Nixon changes the name of the book, I guess he'd have to change the name of the ministry, because it's called Born That Way Ministry. And he'll have to change the website, because the website is bornthatway.org. So, you know, what a liar to want to just conceal this wicked doctrine by changing the name of the book, as if that makes it any less perverted. Now, he's also trying to change the subject and say, oh, well, this is about whether homos can be saved or not. That has nothing to do with this. That's not, the book is saying that they're born that way. That's the issue. Okay, and then another thing he's trying to do is say, well, we never said they were born sodomites. We never said they were born homosexuals. Okay, so they're trying to play word games. They did say they were born that way, but they didn't say they were born homosexuals or born sodomites, because what they mean by born that way is that they're born eunuchs. Now, that's what I've been saying all along. I've understood this from day one. They try to act like, well, you guys just don't understand. You just haven't read the book. They're not saying they were born sodomites. I never claimed that they were saying that they were born sodomites. I'm claiming that they said they were born that way, and that they were claiming that they're born eunuchs. And I explained this in my sermons. I explained this in the first video I made. They're claiming, and let me just clear this up for anybody who's confused on what's going on here. Because these people want you to be confused. They want to make it seem complicated and confusing, but it's actually real simple, okay? Johnny Nixon claims that these men who have sex with other men, these filthy perverts, he is claiming that they were actually born to be eunuchs. They were born special, and that they just got confused, and that's why they're doing these things. Now, you know, sometimes you get confused and you take a wrong turn at an intersection, okay? Nobody gets confused and has sex with another man. I mean, that's just disgusting and repulsive and revolting, and no normal person would ever desire that or get confused or want to do that. I mean, that's just ridiculous. But they're claiming that when the Bible says that people are born eunuchs, that basically the homosexuals that we see today were born eunuchs, and they're just confused. So we just need to reach these people by going to the homosexuals, explaining to them how they're actually born that way after all, because they're actually born to be a eunuch, and that they were just intended to be with neither man nor woman. Okay. Which, obviously, this whole thing is stupid, because, you know, if you're attracted to neither men nor women, then you just wouldn't be sexually active then. You wouldn't do anything. You know, why would you just go seek out men? It doesn't make any sense. The whole thing is ridiculous. You know, these people basically need to learn the difference between steers and queers. Okay, because, you know, a steer is a castrated animal. That'd be like a eunuch of the animal kingdom. And a queer is something totally different, okay, a sodomite. Now, the Bible explains how they got that way in Romans 1. They weren't born that way. Listen to me. The so-called LGBT, the homos of this world, they were born just like everybody else, okay? They chose to reject God and to not retain God in their knowledge, and to worship and serve the creature more than the creator, and to not glorify God as God, and all that Romans 1 explains. And they were given over to vile affections. They were given over to a reprobate mind. They were given over to do those things which are not convenient, men with men. I mean, read Romans chapter 1. It's crystal clear. So teaching that they're born that way, whatever way, whether they're born a eunuch, quote unquote, you know, that's just, you know, you're basically just repeating the same homo propaganda. You're just putting a little different spin on it. But you're still trying to make the sodomites into victims, okay? And you're turning the definition of the word eunuch on its head. You know, and by the way, just to be clear, Bob Gray Jr. is not involved in this false doctrine. This is Bob Gray Sr. that we're talking about. In fact, when these sodomites came to Bob Gray Jr. to try to get him involved in the ministry there, when the guy claimed he was a eunuch, Bob Gray Jr. asked him to show him a doctor's note. You know, if you're going to claim to be a eunuch. I mean, he didn't fall for it. So I don't want to slander Jr. here, because this isn't about Jr. You know, it's about Bob Gray Sr. that's promoting this born that way ministry. But Bob Gray, in all of his responses to me and in all of his answers, notice he'll never even mention the word eunuch, even though that's what the whole book's about. The whole book, the whole ministry is about the concept of them being born eunuchs. I don't see Bob Gray posting Matthew 19:12 and talking about how they're born eunuchs. See, he wants to instead just change the subject and create a diversion and just, oh, well, this is about whether or not homos can be saved. He just wants to try to create that straw man or to say, well, I never said they were born homos. You took me out of context. We didn't say that, Bob Gray. We said that you said they were born eunuchs, which is a lie and a false doctrine, not biblical. And it's, and by the way, sodomites have been saying that for years, that the biblical eunuch is a transgender or a homo. Or that you think that that's something that Johnny Nixon came up with? Okay. So, you know, don't let Bob Gray squirm out of this one. He needs to own up to this. He needs to admit what he's done, or at least he needs to, you know, repent of this. He needs to, you know, break fellowship with this wicked ministry. And he needs to, for crying out loud, not have this guy teaching the Bible at his Bible, online Bible college, where this guy's the Bible teacher, Johnny Nixon. It doesn't make any sense. And another thing that Bob Gray did in damage control mode, besides trying to get Johnny Nixon to change the name of the book, as if that would make it any less wicked, besides, you know, just putting out all these straw men, I never said they were born a homo. I just said they were born a eunuch, but, you know, instead of all, beside from all that, this is what he also said. He said that basically those of us preachers that are preaching hard against the sodomites, that we're probably, you know, we're probably closet homos. Whoa, I've never heard that one before. See, the devil's been pulling that for a long time where he claims that anybody who's against homos is secretly a closet homo. Yeah, wow, never heard that one before, Bob Gray. So not only they parrot the world's phrase born that way, now they're parroting the accusation that anybody who preaches hard against this stuff must be a sodomite themselves. It's just the same old tricks of the devil. But not only that, now he's accusing me of being Calvinist. He said, you're Calvinist because you only believe Jesus died for certain people. No, I believe that Jesus died for everybody. But obviously, it gets too late for certain people. I mean, what about when people die? Isn't it too late for them then? Yeah, well, some people, it's too late for them before they die. Like, what if somebody adds to or removes from God's word? I mean, they can't get saved after that. It's too late for them. What if somebody blasphemes the Holy Ghost? After that, they can't get saved anymore. No one can ever lose their salvation, but once you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, that's talking about obviously unsaved people blaspheme the Holy Ghost, they can never be saved. They're a reprobate at that point, okay? This doctrine's all throughout Scripture, but these people don't want to face it. So he says, you're Calvinist, but actually, if you think about it, it's actually Born That Way Ministries that's Calvinist. Number one, Born That Way, after all, quotes John Calvin as an authority, number one. But number two, wouldn't that make it Calvinistic if they're quoting Calvin to support their belief? But not only that, but they're the ones that are saying that they're born that way. Wouldn't that be Calvinism if people are just born a certain way and there's nothing they can do to change it? There's no free will. There's no choice. It's just they're born that way. No. We're claiming that people are born normal and some people choose to go down a wicked, dark, perverted path. And it has nothing to do with the way the people were born. And sodomites are not sodomites because they were born that way. They chose to go down a dark and wicked path that led them to that destination. And that is the issue here. This born that way, after all, is making them into these poor little victims that have just been misunderstood. They were born to be these special eunuchs, these special servants of God. And it's our fault for not recognizing that. And we drove them to it. This ministry is so sick and so perverted, okay, that they actually say in their article on their website, and don't tell me I haven't read the book. Anybody can go look at this stuff on the website all they want. It's all right there. 7 Things You Didn't Know About Eunuchs. Go look at the article. And it says in that article that the first thing we need to know about eunuchs is that we can trust them. And the fourth thing we should know about them is that they make great children's workers. Then right after he lists the 7 characteristics, he says, many of these people are now leaders in the LGBT community because we pushed them out of our churches. We should have worked with them and you know, they could have been our children's worker. So basically, the current leaders of the LGBT movement in America, Johnny Nixon wishes that they were teaching our kids in Sunday school. And you say, you're being too harsh. You're being too mean. Well, you know what? I'd be a lot harsher and I'd be a lot meaner, except that I know that, you know, there's only so much that YouTube can handle before a video gets flagged. Okay, you know, come see me in person and I'll tell you how I really feel about these filthy faggots. And you know what? It's funny because Bob Gray thinks that he's exposing me or something, because he's like, oh, this needed to happen so Steve Anderson could be exposed and blah, 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 the, you know, for being hateful, and he could be exposed for, you know, these horrible things he said about Leviticus 2013 and let it. Hey, I got news for you, Bob Gray. I uploaded all those videos because I'm proud of what I believe. I'm not ashamed of what I believe. I'm not trying to hide it. You know why I'm proud of it? Because it's the Word of God. And the Bible says, let him that glorieth glory in the Lord. And the Bible says that if I'm ashamed of Jesus and of his words in this filthy and adulterous generation, that he'll be ashamed of me before the presence of his Father and before his angels. I'm not ashamed of any of my teachings. You know what? I encourage people to listen to my sermon, The Truth About the Sodomites. I encourage them to watch my documentary film, AIDS, The Judgment of God. You know, I'm not trying to hide and change.
Oh, we better change the title of AIDS, The Judgment of God, you know, so that we can hide it or conceal it.
I don't try to hide things because listen to me. I'm not going to let this go because I love my children and I don't want them to grow up in a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you're watching this video, you need to get in this fight. You need to stand up for what's right, because the media and Hollywood and TV is cramming this sodomite propaganda down our throats all day long, and there has to be some place in this world where we can go to hear the truth about the sodomites, and there has to be some place we can go to get away from these people and assemble with God's people, and it's called the local church. It's a called out assembly of born again baptized believers, and it's not a congregation for perverts and child molesters and pedophiles and freaks, okay? And you know what? If you want to defend Bob Gray to me, then don't you ever set foot in Faithful Word Baptist Church, because you're not welcome. Because I am separating from every person who promotes this filth. If you think that this Born That Way After All book is acceptable, and if you think Born That Way Ministries is acceptable, and you think that Johnny Nixon is an appropriate Bible teacher for online Bible college, online independent Baptist Bible college, then I want nothing to do with you, because you know what? You are promoting the worst kind of filth and sickness. And you know what? When I was a child, my dad used to tell me, he said, the second coming of Jesus Christ is not about to happen. He said, because the Bible says that as it was in the day of Lot, so shall it be also in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And my dad said, we're not there yet. And I used to think my dad was wrong. I used to shake my head and say, Dad, I don't think you're interpreting that verse right, you know? I said, it's going to be like it was in the days of Lot, in the sense that the same day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. And so I didn't really agree with my dad. But you know what? My dad was right, because actually it is becoming like it was in the days of Lot. We are going into a phase in our nation where we are becoming a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Bob Grays of this world, instead of hard preaching, they're promoting a website like bornthatway.org, which says that calling yourself straight is too offensive because it implies they're crooked. And calling them queers is to imply that they're odd or strange. I'm not going to imply that they're odd or strange. I'll come right out and say it's the strangest, disgusting, most filthy thing imaginable. Okay? How do you like them apples?